even what we've seen so far in the previous handovers, where Israelis were disgusted by what they saw as a propaganda event staged by Hamas.
Ranging in age from 9 months to 83 years, the remains included those of a mother and her two young children. President Trump suggesting that federal control of Washington, D.C. could help to return law and order to the nation's capital. Stocks in the red this morning on Wall Street, with the Dow down 413 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index off 237. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Happy birthday to us. Two surprises for you. Two surprises from NordVPN. Two surprises for you.
Celebrate twice as much with NordVPN. We have a special birthday deal. Get 72% off and a coupon for up to 1 year free. NordVPN is rated as excellent on PC Mag. Visit NordVPN.com and discover one of the most advanced VPNs in the world. What are the benefits? Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Receive alerts if your email address leaks to the dark web. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro tool. Encrypt your online traffic and browse with more peace of mind. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Three teenagers are facing charges in connection with a carjacking. Officers spotted a vehicle with a missing front license plate on Thorndale Avenue Tuesday evening. And as they approached the vehicle, the teens fled on foot. Officers were able to take the suspects into custody and found that the rear tag on the car belonged to a vehicle that was carjacked on February 6th. Police also say the teens are tied to an attempted carjacking earlier that day. Both of the incidents happened at Sinai Hospital. The two 17-year-olds and a 16-year-old are facing several charges. All of the teens have been released to their guardians. And Maryland Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller and descendants of self-liberated slave abolitionist and statesman Frederick Douglass will take part in a ceremony today to unveil a roadside historical marker commemorating his birth in Talbot County. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. The O's top free agent, Tyler O'Neill, has reported to camp, and by all accounts, he looks jacked. His teammates and manager Brandon Hyde alike have noticed the rippling muscles in O'Neill's 5'11", 200-pound frame. O'Neill's, he was with the Red Sox last year, where he slammed 31 homers in only 113 games. In what can only be described as a momentous high school basketball victory, Newtown High School defeated Overly yesterday, 65-56. In the process, Newtown snapped Overly's 20-game winning streak and handed the Falcons their first defeat of the entire season. Now, we turn our attention to the world of left turns. NASCAR has announced that Joe Gibbs Racing has been fined $100,000 and docked significant points for installing a modified spoiler on the number 19 Toyota in time trials. That's a significant blow to the driver, Chase Briscoe, who's now in a hole, dropping from 10th to 39th place in the standings. Good news for a cap-strap team like the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL announced yesterday that the per-team salary cap for 2025 would fall somewhere between $277.5 million and $281.5 million. Wherever it lands in that range, it will be a significant increase over last year's $255.4 million cap. As the Baltimore Torch singer Billie Holiday used to say, good work, you can get it. And that is Stein on Sports. Jack Gilden reporting for Gary.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Light snow tapering off by the afternoon. Cloudy, breezy, and cold again today. 30, the high. Sunny and breezy, but warmer tomorrow. 38. Saturday, sunny and 42. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 26 degrees in Dundalk, 20 in Owings Mills, and 23 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. You know what I really love about this week? We had Glenn in. We had Kate Sullivan in. Glenn Gilhar, of course, he was in on Tuesday. We were talking about some of the bills yesterday. We had Latoya Cogolo on, the delegate in Anne Arundel County. So we've been talking about bills all week. And I kind of like this. I really do. We're going to get into some more bills here. Now, we did mention HB 387. I guess that was maybe 2 weeks ago. We mentioned that there was like a blip in the news cycle where there was just like a headline in regards. But we're now including House Bill 937 as well. And I'm happy to do so with my friend Brian from Free State Gun Range. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I don't know what it is, Brian, but I feel like, the Second Amendment here in the state of Maryland seems to constantly be under attack. Because when I talk to you, we're usually talking about the fact that something else is coming down on gun owners. Are those going to hopefully get their carry permits? If you could just break this down for us and kind of start, I don't know if there's a beginning on how these House bills were introduced and why. But I'm guessing it's because of the budget. But go ahead, if you could just break this down for us.
Sure. At some point in the future, I'd love to talk to you about something other than guns and so forth. But it seems to be the low-hanging fruit here for the legislature in the state of Maryland. So I'll just kind of give you an overview, and then we can break them down a little bit further if you'd like to do that. But basically, there's been two bills that have been introduced in the House so far. And that's HB 937, meaning House Bill 937 and HB 387. These are both classified under what we typically refer to as sin taxes, which puts them in the same category as the alcohol tax, the cigarette tax, and things like that. These are punitive taxes, quite frankly, and they're meant to affect or to curb behavior. In the case of cigarette taxes, to reduce smoking. Well, this is the same thing. This is to reduce people's access and ability to buy firearms, ammunition, and so forth for various reasons, whether that be self-protection, whether that be competitive shooting, hunting, recreational shooting, and so forth. So these are both up for debate right now. And if we could start with 937, that's really the simplest of the two, if I can put it that way. It's probably also the shortest bill I've ever read. And this is the one that is proposing to impose a 12% sales and use tax on the sale of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. So that would take the sales tax, which is currently 6% on everything, and increase that or double that to 12% on these on guns, accessories, and ammo. And they actually break down in the bill what is specifically named as accessories. So that would be things like magazines and magazine loaders. So to carry spare ammunition, you would have extra magazines. Scopes and optics. A lot of times what we find in Maryland is we have a large hunting population, of hunters, I should say, and unfortunately, they don't always get involved in the political side of it. They think that they're kind of immune from some of these things, but this is a direct effect on hunters in the state because anything that's dealing with scopes and optics, which is huge when it comes to hunting rifles, that's going to be affected. Grips, stocks, handguards, anything that has that you can put on that gun to accessorize it, essentially, is going to be taxed. And to give you an example of how that would affect folks is just take an example of a $500 scope, which is a pretty mid-range type of scope. Right now, you would pay $530 for that at 6% tax. That would increase that to $560. So what we're finding on the punitive side here, and it gets even worse with the next tax, is it's penalizing a lot of folks who really can't afford it, which is very regressive. And then on HB 387, this is much more comprehensive. This is the 11% excise tax. So this would be on top of any sales and use tax that might be implemented or retained, whether it's 6% or 12%. So this is proposing an 11% extra tax or excise tax. And this is called the Comprehensive Community Safety Funding Act. Now, this one would apply, Kim, only to firearms, but it's a little bit nefarious, in my opinion, on how they go about this, because they're not only taxing transactions that happen in the state, but they would also be taxing out-of-state FFLs who transfer guns in legally into the state. This would go into effect at different time frames, depending on how large of an operation the gun shop is. So they break it down into what are called large retailers and then just regular retailers. So if the retailer has a footprint of 20,000 square feet or more, example, Bass Pro Shop, large retailer in the state, guns and sporting goods and so forth, that this law would go into effect, or this tax would go into effect on July 1st of 2027. If the retailer is under 20,000 square feet, which the vast majority of FFLs in the state are, that would go into effect on July 2028. So what is proposed there is an additional 11% on top of any sales and use tax that's already in place. So just to kind of put it in perspective for the listeners, is an average pistol, you know, your mid-range pistol is around $600. Let's take a nice even number. So right now, they would end up paying $636 at a 6% sales tax. If this goes into effect, that gun now goes up to close to $750 because they would be paying 23%, 11 plus 12, 23% on top of what they're already paying now. So
Wow. It
is very punitive, very aggressive, and it's going to affect those in our population who most need to be able to protect themselves.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Brian from Free State Gun Range. Brian, that's the first thing I thought about. You know, when you're talking to, you know, I know we see a lot more women that are going out and getting their permits. Yeah. A lot more women are purchasing firearms. And like you said, they're the ones that really need to protect themselves, especially since we're allowing armed carjacking, you know, to be, you know, handled like somebody stole a candy bar out of the store. It is very difficult, I would think, for those individuals specifically, but not even, you know, beyond that. I guess, did it say that there were any way in which somebody that needs a firearm or those accessories for their occupation, right, for their job, would any of those taxes be waived or would it still be the same?
Yeah, there are some exceptions that are written into the law. For example, law enforcement officers, retired law enforcement officers, National Guard, military, and so forth. So there are some exceptions to that 11% excise tax. There's nothing in 937 on the sales and use tax, any exceptions there, but there is on the 387 excise tax. There are some exceptions written in. That excise, the funds from that excise tax that it passes is to go to various organizations. There is, and if I can find it here real quick, one of them is Shock Trauma. The other one is the Maryland Violence Intervention and Prevention Program, Survivors of Homicide Victims Grant Program, and so forth. So after, and this is actually written in the bill too, after all the administrative costs are taken out from the proceeds of this tax, which I can just imagine the cost of the administrative costs, what's left over will be distributed to these various organizations and charities and so forth.
Wow. And, you know, you think about the fact that most of those that go to shock trauma, it's not like they're being gunned down by legal gun owners, yet they want...
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what they're doing is they're taxing a right. And, you know, the Supreme Court has upheld repeatedly that you can't tax a right. You know, we're not taxing free speech. We're not taxing the ability to get a speedy trial. We're not taxing the right to a jury trial and so forth. But we're but it seems like the Second Amendment, which is second in line right after free speech, is always the one that the legislatures go after. And they go after it, I think, for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, a lot of them on that side are anti-gun, obviously. But they're also going after a very small representation of folks. It's gaining every day. But just to give you an example, in the state of Maryland, which has around 6.5 million people or so, there's only 2,800 FFLs. It's a very small population. That doesn't mean there's 2,800 gun shops. Most of these FFLs are one-person operations or kitchen table FFLs, or you might have a company that has multiple FFL licenses. So the pushback that they're going to receive from the industry is going to be good, but it's going to be very minimal. So we really need people, you know, your listeners, to get out there and speak up against this, because it's ultimately going to affect them. I can tell you as an owner, I cannot absorb 23% increase, you know, and just not pass that on. And that's going to be industry-wide. Anywhere the person goes, they're going to find that the prices have gone up, not due to inflation, but due to, you know, punitive taxation in this case.
Well, and that was my next question for you. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Brian with Free State Gun Rage. My next question is, you know, how can people get involved? You know, what's the call to action here? Are we writing emails to our legislators? Are we calling them? Are we showing up in Annapolis?
Yeah, I think so far in Annapolis, it's just gone through the first reader in committee. So it's very much in the beginning stages. What we want to do is not let this gain momentum. Kim, if you remember last year, this same type of deal was proposed. It did get knocked down. Cooler heads did prevail. But anytime something gets repeatedly introduced, you know, from dealing with this all the time, the more something gets, you know, introduced, the better chance it has of passing, you know, in these subsequent years. So we need to stop the momentum right now before it keeps going. So my suggestion is have a voice. Call your delegates, call your state senators, and let them know that you're opposed to this. If you don't even have a gun, you should be opposed to this, because if it's happening on this product, what's the next product that they could tax?
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, we're talking right now about sugary drinks being taxed.
Yes.
You know, and people going to the gas station to get a soda. But you're right. You know, this is out of control. This is why not being able to manage our budget in Annapolis is going to affect us all. I guess my last question here for you, Brian, you know, if this were to get through, and God forbid that it does, would we still have an opportunity to take it to court?
Yes. In fact, I mentioned this last time we talked. I don't have any affiliation with the folks other than I'm a member, but there is a advocacy organization in Maryland called Maryland Shell Issue. They were very much involved in getting concealed carry in the state of Maryland through the Bruin decision that happened a few years ago.
Yeah, yep.
I would highly suggest that your listeners support them in any way that they can. I can guarantee you that Mark is already working on the lawsuit for this. Hopefully along with some other organizations like the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, possibly even the NRA. So this will absolutely be challenged, but anytime, you know, you have to go to court, that's punitive to us, the
right,
people who have
right
to fund these lawsuits. So I think the best thing we can do, as I stated just a second ago, is cut this off before it gets any more momentum. So people need to pick up their phone. They need to write their delegates in the legislature, and really stop this before it gets any further.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Brian, and I will say this: if I see a Republican in Annapolis vote for this bill, I would say that person needs to be primaried immediately. Well, Brian, absolutely. Thank you so much. I know you're busy over there at Free State Gun Range. And if anybody wants to follow you on Facebook, what is that Facebook page?
It's just Free State Gun Range. Our website is www.freestategunrange.com. And we'd love to have anybody come out. We welcome everybody. We have about 2,500 people a month come through the doors, and we love everybody coming through. Our demographic, you mentioned it, it's increasing in women and just every demographic you can think of, and everyone across the political spectrum, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know, conservative, liberal. People want to be able to protect themselves. They want to be able to protect their families. And the firearm is just one tool in that toolbox, and we're happy to provide that information to them.
Well, Brian, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kim. You too.
Thank you. I think I pressed the wrong button here. Thank you, Brian, the producer. All right. If you want to react to what you just heard there, 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. I got a reaction myself, but I also want to hear from you.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Rob Carson Show.
They care about the government jobs for a couple of reasons. All of those government workers are unionized and they vote slavishly Democrat, like 98% of the time Democrat. So they want that. And then also there is the largesse of the government and making people rich. There's a lot of people who are very, very rich in the federal government, even though they make government salaries. And we're understanding the reason why this is all happening.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we thank Brian again from Free State Gun Range joining us, informing us about Bill HB 387 and House Bill 937. You know, this puts a lot of tax on firearms and gun accessories and, of course, ammo. And as Brian mentioned, you know, for those that go into a gun shop and say, you know, they have their carry permit, they're ready to purchase a firearm that fits them best, you know, those gun shops, they're gonna pass a lot of this down to the consumer as well, because they're also going to be facing those taxes. So this could get very ugly, right? It could get very ugly. And these are, we're not talking small numbers, right? I'm not talking 1% or 2%. 11% and 12% on top of the 6% sales tax that we already have. And this is what Democrats have decided to do, as Brian pointed out, taxing our right. They're taxing a constitutional right. And so I would hope, if this does go as far as it might, I would hope that it is struck down in court. But as Brian pointed out, we don't even want to get to that point. We don't. I mean, just think about the organizations and the nonprofits and everybody that's, you know, constantly having this fight in Maryland so that we can be pro-Second Amendment. You know, they try to raise money to get, you know, the legal counsel and to get everything that they need for these lawsuits. And so, yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm sure they would rather focus on, you know, even advancing much more here in the state of Maryland, but they're constantly on the defense because, you know, Democrats that feel as though that the Second Amendment right isn't truly a right. Yet they're the same people that will tell you that abortions are right. It's bizarre. Right now, you got J.D. Vance taking the stage at CPAC, Newsmax, too. Looks like they're streaming it live. Don't forget, Rob Carson, he'll be streaming live from CPAC today. So you're going to want to tune into that at 12 o'clock. Also, real quick, we were talking about House Bill 380 yesterday. And again, thank you to Delegate Latoya Cogolo. She was talking about House Bill 161, which had to do with parental rights. Believe it or not, she did a video. Latoya did a video with a Democrat in Annapolis. And she has it posted on her social media right now. She's getting more Democrats to admit that they don't want to see this go any further. And if you recall, 161, that is the bill where the woman's name is Delegate Atterbury. She has a child in private school, but she would like for public school students, very young students, kindergarten, you know, elementary school, she wants them to be able to learn about different ways to be intimate with your partner, okay? Take that as you will with your imagination. This is not something kids should be exposed to. So I'm happy to see Latoya has been making her rounds there at the state capitol and getting more Democrats to come forward against the Democrat that introduced this bill. Also, House Bill 380, we talked about this. That was from Delegate Williams, Nicole Williams. I did call her office when I got off air yesterday. I asked, it was a nice gentleman that answered the phone, by the way. His name was Michael. Yeah, I asked Michael, I said, hey, you know, today on WCBM, we were talking about House Bill 380 and how the delegate wants condoms to be available to elementary kids, students, even kindergartners at their schools. I said, is she planning to make a statement on this? You know, what's going on? So he quickly said, because I think he's been getting phone calls. He quickly said, no, she's not making a comment. And I said, all right, so how can I get in touch with her? And he said, I can take down your information or you can send her an email. So I did. I sent her an email. And real quick, just so you guys know exactly what I said in this email, because this is something, obviously, that nobody wants to see. And my kid, she is in private school, but it is wrong in every stretch that this is wrong. And no kid should be subjected to any of these things. And I don't know what is the draw here. There's got to be a special interest here. This is the email I wrote yesterday. This went out at 12:35 when I got off air. I said, hello, delegate. I hope this email finds you well. I grew up in PG County, so I'm very familiar with your district. Hopefully the session's going well. I have a radio show on WCBM in Baltimore, and we were receiving tons of questions about House Bill 380. I said, would you have time for a 10-minute interview any weekday at 9:35 a.m. by phone? Because, of course, you know they have to be on the floor. And I said, if not, I understand. Would you mind responding to this email with your reasoning for decriminalizing condoms or condoms being sold in vending machines at schools? I said, many in my audience pointed out that the young kids cannot properly even fit the condoms. So we are unsure of the point of this bill. Not to mention, kids should not have interest in contraceptives. Can't wait to hear back from you. So that's what I sent yesterday. She has not responded as of yet. She's probably very busy, and I'm sure her phone is ringing off the hook. But we will wait and see what happens next on that. Coming up next, I got some audio to play for you from Owen Schroyer. He was in Texas at a protest. You're going to want to hear it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the words of Israel's president, the hearts of an entire nation lie in tatters. Isaac Herzog's remarks follow the release of the bodies of four Israeli hostages who died while in Hamas captivity in Gaza. How about a Doge dividend? President Trump says he's thinking about it, returning some of the savings of the Government Efficiency Initiative to American taxpayers. There's a growing rift in the relationship between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Zelensky accuses President Trump of buying into Russian propaganda. Mr. Trump says Zelensky has presided over the destruction of his own country, and he calls Zelensky a dictator. The Senate today embarking on a marathon series of votes on a massive spending proposal. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 442 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. Good news for a cap-strapped team like the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL announced yesterday that the per-team salary cap for 2025 would fall somewhere between $277.5 million and $281.5 million. Wherever it lands in that range, it will be a significant increase over last year's $255.4 million cap. And here's an update to a story we brought you yesterday. Apparently, a Chilean crime ring has been wandering the United States and burglarizing professional athletes' homes, including the NFL's Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow. The gang heisted millions in cash and valuable possessions. But holy J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI finally caught up with the robbers thanks to the selfies they posted online featuring photos of themselves wearing some of the boosted jewelry. Are you familiar with the legendary Rodolfo Martinez? If you're not, you're not alone. Rodolfo is a non-roster invitee to Orioles spring training camp, where he is impressing coaches and fans alike with his eye-popping velocity and four-pitch array. His fastball should be on the Autobahn, since it's topping out at 102 miles per hour. It's no secret that the U.S. and Canadian hockey teams don't like each other. There were three fistfights in the first 9 seconds the last time they met just a few days ago. Now the words are flying faster than the fists. Team Canada's Brandon Hagel accused the Americans of pre-planning fights like high school kids. Team USA's Matthew Tkachuk shot back, "Our team does not care about anything that they say." The combatants meet tonight in the championship game. And that is Stein on Sports. Jack Gilden reporting for Gary.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Temperatures are well below freezing. Still seeing some snow through the morning, even into parts of the early afternoon. Give yourself a little extra time. Take it slower on the roads today. Even once the snow tapers off, it's a cloudy, breezy, and cold afternoon. 30 the high, low to mid-20s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, and a little bit warmer, 38. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Thursday. We were talking to Brian with the Free State Gun Range, and he was letting us know about the new taxes that they are proposing to put on our firearms and accessories and ammunition. It really is out of control. They're talking about an 11% and 12% tax on top of the 6% tax we already have here in the state of Maryland. I've got Jeff in Bel Air. Jeff, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Great show. Thank you very much. I appreciate the a lot of people don't pay attention to the gun topics. It was very informative. But I just want to say, you know, with the close proximity of Maryland to all the other states, the only thing that has to go through an FFL is a firearm. All the accessories are available. I mean, you can pop right across the line for me in Harford County. 20 minutes, I'm in Pennsylvania. You can purchase anything you want, perfectly legal, bring it back, perfectly legal. During the last administration, everyone was running a little scared, so they stocked up on guns and ammunition, and this caused the price to spike a little bit. Since the last presidential election, prices have come down, which is all available online. Ammunition can be delivered straight to your door, you know, without any kind of paperwork or anything like that. So this is just another tax and spend by Maryland to try to cover this big hole that this governor has put into our money, and you know, we shouldn't stand for it. It's ridiculous. It's just another tax and spend.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you, Jeff, so much. I appreciate you calling in. Hope you have a great weekend. And that's what it comes down to. Now, do I think these bills, again, it's House Bill 387 and House Bill 937, if you want to take a look at them, you can look at the Maryland General Assembly website. Do I think they're going to make it out of the House? Unfortunately, yes, I do. I do. As you had Brian from Free State Gun Range, he said, you contact your delegate today. I really hope that you do. But unfortunately, I think that the House, because think about it, they advanced House Bill 161, which is teaching, you know, elementary kids, students about certain ways to have intercourse. I mean, it's like there seems to be no rock bottom over on the House side. Our only hope here, in my view, is the Senate. But please still contact your delegates because I think that is important. I did want to get to this audio here from Owen Schroyer. If you're not familiar with Owen, he's with InfoWars, and he went to the Texas State Capitol on President's Day, because there were protests on that day all over the country. And basically, there were protesters out there protesting against President Trump and Elon Musk. And they were calling the protest 50-51, 50 states, I guess, what was it, 50 states, one best, I don't know. Owen explains it in the audio there. But if, you know, take a listen to the audio. It is a bit long, but it's entertaining. Trust me, it's very entertaining. But then also, if you could take a look at the video, it is posted everywhere. It's going viral right now on X. His name is Owen Schroyer. Owen Schroyer. But I want you to take a listen because he's doing like the man on the street style interviews at the Texas State Capitol, and there's some gems here.
You want to see what it's like to deal with discrimination and hate? Be a conservative at a liberal event. F*** you.
You can look for this on X, Elon Musk platform.
I quit X when that bought it because it's like a Nazi platform.
Yes, it's
now.
A platform. It's a Nazi platform?
Yeah, yeah, it certainly is. You should check it out.
Let go of the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's President's Day in Austin, Texas, and we're here at the Texas Capitol in downtown Austin. Owen Schroyer with InfoWars.com. And, you know, it's been a minute since we've been out to one of these leftist protests. Let me fill you in. It's the National Protest Call to Action. Oh, no King's Day. No King's Day. President's Day, this 17th of February, 2025. It is noon right now at the Texas State Capitol. And 50 protests, 50 states, one movement. Nos Yaventamos Juntos. We rise together. And so this is their big protest for President's Day. They're rejecting the election of President Trump. It's some of the same stuff we saw in 2017. And I got to tell you, these protesters are evolving. It's not just your typical blue hair, you know, funny looking. They've got apparel now. And it seems that the communists have professional apparel that somebody is selling. Now, they're already cheering and getting them all wound up about 100 yards behind me. So let's see how long it takes for this crowd of liberals to become completely unhinged when we ask them basic questions. We got a sign over here. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. Do you believe you're in a fascist America? What is fascist about America?
Ask her.
I'm an independent journalist.
We say humanity.
Independent of. I haven't even said anything. I've asked you a basic question.
We say humanity first.
So, how do you feel about abortion then?
I reject your question.
What about chopping up little boys and girls' private parts? How do you feel about that?
I especially reject your question.
We're not talking to them. We're not talking to you.
I know you're not. You can't talk to anybody about your movement. Can't answer a basic question. So, let's go right down the line. I bet I go 0 for 3 here.
Trump
Why is America fascist?
I reject your question.
0 for 1. 0 for 1.
Trump says America first.
How is America fascist?
We say humanity first.
Trump says America
first. Is that a WNBA
we
hat?
Say humanity.
Are you a WNBA fan?
We say humanity first.
No. I tried to get a bonus out of him. Very intimidating stuff here. Is this a gay pride event?
It's a humanity event.
A humanity event?
Yes.
Who doesn't have rights?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I don't as a woman, as
you
a minority.
Don't? What rights don't you have?
I don't have the right to kill a person that I'm growing inside my body.
That's true. You don't have the right to kill a person. That's true.
What rights don't you have?
I have the exact same rights you have.
No, you have more.
Well, I can't, I can't, I...
You know why you think you have more?
No, I don't think I have more. You think I have more.
Oh, no. You have more.
So explain that.
Explain history to you? Your founding fathers?
What year is it?
Exactly. It's 2025.
Well, we still haven't broken
and we're not doing it anymore.
Curses? What curses? Am I cursed?
That the white men have put on us.
The white man put a curse on you?
On white people don't color. Exist. Your existence is based on genocide. That's why you're here trying
really?
To find answers. Because you have no culture. And so
no
you
culture.
Rob
okay.
us of
oh,
our culture.
Really? Like,
yes.
Can I get a mushroom to wear on my head?
Absolutely. You know where I got it from? One of your corporations.
I'm guessing, so that's white culture then?
No, mushrooms are fungus and they belong to the
Native Americans.
But you said you got it from my corporation. I don't know what corporation you're talking about. Are you sure that's not a Mario head invented by a Japanese company?
It represents you know Luigi who killed the CEO.
You know what?
Okay.
They also...
Oh, you like murderers.
Oh, I love it.
The Japanese are much better culture than white people.
Yeah, that's funny because they don't take any immigrants. Did you know that? It's one of the most homogeneous cultures on Earth. Did you know that?
The Japanese Empire is a thing to be studied.
All right. Wow. You are really... you know what? I'll give you credit. At least you'll talk. I'm getting emotional?
Yeah.
So you can't answer the simple question, what rights do I have that you don't?
As a man in white America.
You don't have to worry about things we have to worry about.
So go ahead. How many times do I have to ask?
In the park, doing whatever you want.
So can you.
No.
You're out here wearing a mushroom head.
And I can't wear a mushroom head?
That's my point. You control. No, the point is you can do anything I can do. You guys have a wonderful day. You want to be on TV?
Yeah.
What are you doing out here?
What are you doing here?
Protest.
Why?
Read your shirt.
Girls just want to have fundamental rights, and this administration is taking away my children's rights.
What rights are being taken away?
Access to basic health care for women.
Like what? What basic health care?
Abortion, obviously.
You think that's basic health care?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You think killing a baby is healthcare?
It's not killing a baby, honey. It's taking care of your body in the way that you choose to.
How many hearts does a human being have?
One.
One, right. So how many hearts does a woman have with a baby inside of her? Two.
One because it's a fetus.
Two. You have a heartbeat? You have a heartbeat after 2 months. Heartbeat after 2 months. I've been to so many of these events, I've not met one of you that can hold a conversation. So what are you doing out here?
I'm coming to protest the illegal takeover of the U.S. government.
What was illegal?
Well, let's see. First off, we have him, Trump, letting Elon Musk actually dissolve entire U.S. departments that were mandated by Congress and put into law.
What department has been dissolved?
Well, let's see. There going into USA. That got pulled out.
Yeah, so all the fraud and the waste?
None discovered.
None discovered. So shrimp on treadmills, gay performances, trans performances in South America, trans
liar. Bye.
Oh my gosh. So meanwhile, that video, ladies and gentlemen, I played 7 minutes there, but it's a 30-minute long video. And again, that's Owen Schroyer with InfoWars, and he was at the Texas State Capitol on President's Day. And that's what it is. It's 50 protests, 50 states, one movement. That's the way they call it, 50-51. But if you heard there, the one woman he was speaking to, and she did, she talked a lot to him. She was the one with the mushroom hat on. She could not figure out for the life of her which rights she lost and which rights Owen Schroyer had more than she did. And so, like, they can't answer this question. They never can. Because we here in America, we all have the same rights, especially if you're a legal American citizen, right? So she couldn't answer that. Beyond that, when you heard the mother there forcing her kids, because you probably heard there, the one of the little girls, she had no idea why she was even there, right? Because Owen walks up and he goes, "What are you doing here?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm protesting." And then the mother, you know, she had to remind her to read her shirt. So she could tell Owen exactly what she was there to protest because she couldn't remember. Well, anyways, beyond that, and that happens, right? Kids are kids. Beyond that, you know, she's talking about access to abortion. I have to remind you here. This woman was there with 4 kids of her own. So she chose life just fine. She had no problem choosing life. But when it comes to, she said, her daughter, she wants to make sure they have the ability to choose abortion. And so it's so sad that she would even have her kids there and partake in such a thing. But, you know, this is something that we see often, unfortunately, with parents on the left kind of forcing their kids into these lies and like this victimhood mentality very early on. So if you wonder why we get to some of these, you know, whether it's college campuses or the protests that you'll see in New York is still with college students. A lot of these kids, you know, from a very young age, had parents that would feed them a lot of this information, whether it was true or not. And, you know, then they would, you know, form their bias as they grow up. But again, his name is Owen Schroyer. If you want to look at it, he has it posted on his social sites. Like I said, the video is 30 minutes and the whole thing is very entertaining. But not a single person could answer his question. Not a single one. Speaking of answering questions, you know, last week we were talking about the Inspector General report here in Baltimore City. Real quick here, an update. Sheriff Sam Cogan, apparently he's disappointed with the IG's office. If you recall, 94 deputies at the sheriff's office was paid 3 times their salary, which totaled about $2.24 million in the city of Baltimore because they used this certain code that they could enter in to, I guess, give themselves overtime on each pay period. Now, that code was supposed to give them $15 an hour in overtime. Well, apparently the code had malfunctioned. And so for about 3 months, you had these deputies, 94 of them, receiving a ton of money on overtime. Like I said, in most cases, it was 3 times their pay. And so Sheriff Cogan did do a sit-down interview. And I don't have the audio from it. I had to read it. But it says that Sam Cogan said that the contract was vaguely written by the mayor and the former sheriff. Now, he's saying this is a 3-year labor contract that was implemented before he came in. So many of us were wondering where he got this code from to send out to the deputies to, you know, be able to claim this overtime. He's saying that the sheriff before him, Sheriff Anderson, he's the one that had the code. But apparently he didn't actually send it out via email. And so Sam Cogan saying he didn't realize the code was malfunctioned until he sent it out to everybody in this mass email. And then everybody started using it, but he never checked up on it. And so, you know, the finance office finally saw it 6 pay periods later. And now they're going to have to try to figure out on how to get these deputies to pay this money back that they didn't, you know, I guess rightfully earn. But I thought it was interesting because he said that he was so disappointed with the IG's office. You know, this is what transparency looks like, Sheriff. And I have no beef with Sheriff Sam Cogan. I think they do a great job. I think they do a great job serving warrants. Before he took office, they weren't serving warrants in a timely manner. I think he got all of that under control. And a lot of that had to do with some of his deputies working overtime. I think he had, you know, he's got good leadership skills. He's getting things done. But when it comes to following up on something like this, you would think somebody would have noticed. Somebody would have said something. I mean, this is, you have 94 people taking in three times their pay in overtime, and not one of the 94 said a word. It's very hard to accept that as the truth. And so to the sheriff, Sheriff Cogan, I understand that you don't appreciate the IG's office putting this out there. He also mentioned there's other grievances, apparently, that the IG, Isabel Cumming, is still investigating. But at the same time, it's like, dude, this is, you know, the deficit that we're facing in the state. They can't afford to accidentally allow $2.2 million out the door. It just doesn't happen that way. So anyways, I just want to update you with that. We get back. I did want to also give you an update and the question of the day out of the DHS Secretary Kristi Noem.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700 for roof repair and replacement. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Let's say that I go down to Washington tomorrow, and I knock on Chuck Schumer's door and say, I am Sean Casey, and I identify as a U.S. senator. What are they going to do? Some strange reason we don't do that when people wake up and say, I am another gender, or I feel like another gender, or I'm a cat.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She traveled this road as a child.
All right, good morning, good morning. Well, if you're just getting up, I'm jealous, okay? I am very jealous. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I was out at National Harbor last night, and Andrew Langer had a dinner, and Rob Carson showed up. And don't forget, Rob Carson is, he'll be doing the show live from CPAC today. So don't go anywhere at 12 o'clock. You're going to love it. But boy, am I tired. And people are like, Kim, you're not staying down here? I'm like, no, I have a job. So I'll be going back to Baltimore. But yeah, no, I'm so tired. And then I got to go to D.C. right after I leave here. And I'm already getting the text messages, don't be late. I'm going to be down there by 1:30. Don't be late. I am not going to be late. I can figure all this out. I'm a big girl. All right. Question of the day. Speaking of big girls. You know what? I love Kristi Noem. Did I tell you guys this before? You ever hear people say, like, women, I have a girl crush? I have a girl crush on our DHS secretary, Kristi Noem. I don't know why. I love her. I've only met her twice, but she was so pleasant and so sweet. And she just, I don't know, she's like a boss babe kind of person. I really do love it. Well, anyways, Kristi Noem, she's getting a little sick and tired of leaks coming out of DHS. And so she's saying that there are employees that are leaking information about immigration, whether it's enforcement methods or strategy, not just to the press, but possibly to some of these ICE offices in other states. So this goes to our question of the day. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem is now saying that she is going to administer polygraph tests to those to all of her employees to find out who is leaking this information and to fire them swiftly. Okay, so this is the question of the day. Go to WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should federal employees be subjected to polygraph tests? I have to say, you might be surprised on my answer here. Go partake in the poll, WCBM.com, because I want to see what your response is. But believe it or not, right now, and some of you are on top of it, 85% say yes, give them a lie detector test. And of course, we got 15% say no. Well, guess what? I'm in that 15%. I know. Here's the thing. I love the idea. I love where her heart is. I love where her head's at. My thing is, you know, you are going to have federal employees. And this is me probably taking it, you know, I'm putting my tinfoil hat on probably. But you're going to have federal employees that do a great job at DHS, especially after this administration. They're going to hire the best of the best, right? Say a Democrat then comes into office there in the Oval Office. And their thing is getting revenge. I do believe that they would continue the practice of the lie detector test, right, the polygraph test. And I bet and I guarantee they're not going to just ask questions about DHS. And so I think, again, my tinfoil hat's on, I think that this could subject good, hardworking people at DHS to being fired for something unrelated. And so that's why I click no. But you go to WCBM.com. Yes or no, should federal employees be subject to a polygraph test? And that question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. When we get back, do you want an update on the LA fires? Of course you do. I got it for you. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll